Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the red to finish this Tuesday. A little bit of follow-through selling from yesterday's big surprise in the soybean complex, which drove prices down. Down 75 cents or so yesterday, and we had some follow-through selling today, followed it in the corn and the soybeans. There were a few bright spots. It looks like the free fall kind of ended about midday today as things began to stop going down and firmed up just a little bit. We still closed in the red, but the fact that they did bounce off of their lows is a somewhat good sign for those who are long or those who produce grain itself. Corn down 2 to 3 cents here. September corn down 2.25 at 416.5. We're starting to see that market get back toward full carry here as the September and December spreads about 6.5 cents. It got out to where actually September was over December. So we're seeing all that carry being added back to the market. If you look at the Dece March spread there, getting out to about 11 cents. So the whole thing is suggesting that we're going to have ample crop at this point. And, of course, yesterday's crop progress and condition report suggested that it was pretty good. So wheat futures bounced off their lows. Kansas City closed down 10 to 12 cents or so. September's kind of the new front month, down 10 and 3 quarters, 689 and a half.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The crop progress report yesterday showed that we were 43% plant harvested for winter wheat. The average for this time of year is 48%. And then on the crop conditions, still really good for corn and beans, still pretty bad for wheat. The good to excellent category for wheat was 30%, equal to last week, behind last year. Last year it was 34%. Corn and beans both really good in the crop condition categories. Corn was 75% good to excellent. Last week it was 74%, so it actually improved 1%. Soybeans remain the same at 72%. Both of those are really good for this time of year, and then the forecast look favorable at this point. So it doesn't look like there's any real concern weather-wise. There have been stories and reports of high winds, a lot of rain, moving through parts of the Midwest, knocking some of that corn over. But in terms of the widespread areas, you very rarely see rain make corn prices go up. Rain's a good thing. This Thursday, the markets closed at noon, and then we're closed on Friday due to the 4th of July holiday. And the grain markets will open back up Monday morning at 8:30. So we've got a three-day weekend here, and I hope everybody has a safe and happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. On the close, August live cattle were up $1.42 at $151.50. August feeders were limit up at $215.77. And July lean hogs were down $1.60 at $131.05. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 10.5 cents on the day at $7 even. Chicago July wheat down a nickel at $5.59¾. In the row crops, Chicago July corn was down 1.5 cents at $4.22¾. And July soybeans finished down half a penny at $14 per bushel even. And July cotton was off 213 points at 77.08 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.